I know for organized labor, that's a headache, and probably, you know, in some cases, certainly for the workers, because you're not saying, oh, here, I'm going to go work for U.S. Steel from 18 years old till 55, same company for my whole life, and have a handsome pension, retire early. Often these larger firms start to contract all that out, because then it is, if you will, that big pension, what have you, is no longer their responsibility. It's the subcontractor. And they do very well. The subcontractors are nimble, and they can move from industry to industry, company to company. So it's not as if they're not doing well. It's just a different way of producing the product.
Is it ethical?
Yeah, that's up to the philosophers. I guess somebody could argue, I certainly understand your point. Folks could argue that, hey, if we didn't do this, there wouldn't be an industry left at all, and it was an unnecessary move. And I don't have any data to support either way. I have no reason to believe that the electricians, the construction workers, what have you, that work for these subcontractors do any worse. They may actually do better. So I'm not quite sure. It's simply that the firm that used to, I'm sure back in the 60s and 70s, U.S. Steel probably staffed a very large number of their own electricians, their own construction, you know, cement workers, whatever. And they simply would prefer to farm that out. And ethical is a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like there's no right or wrong. There's just speculation.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure if you were a steel worker, say an electrician that used to work at U.S. Steel and say, oh, well, now I work for a subcontractor. You know, maybe I'm not sure how many months of full-time work I'm getting this year. Depends upon the contracts. But some of the folks that work at some of the large companies around here are actually subcontractors, and they've been there for a decade. It's kind of an odd relationship. And maybe have you look yourself or your listeners to go back and look at some of the photographs and the movies of the amount of manpower being used in these industries in the 50s and 60s, where we got Gary and Youngstown, Ohio, and some of these cities, and it was simply the number of workers that these industries could use, and I'm afraid we're probably moving away from that. And the big challenge is, can we find other jobs? And these are hard jobs. I'm sure you've talked to people. It's, you know, we think about, oh, isn't this great? Somebody can retire when they're 50, 55, but the work that steel workers were doing is so physical. That was a hard job.
Well, can you describe it?
Well, it's in a steel mill. I mean, it's going to be hot. It can be. They have a lot of safety standards, but obviously there's safety issues. It's physical. Sometimes the hours are very long, and yes, you might be getting overtime, but how often can you work double shifts? The money, I'm sure, is amazing, but nevertheless, can you do that? And so the retirement years, people say, oh, wouldn't it be golden to retire when you're 50? Well, depends upon how you're feeling when you're 50. Yeah, so anybody who works in manufacturing and, you know, the factory setting, it's a challenge. It's much cleaner and safer than it used to be. If you see some of the modern plants for automobiles, for instance, and you see that on TV with the robots and the like, it's an amazingly different environment than the old movies that I've seen. And I know in the 50s and 60s, you could leave high school and get a job in the mill or what have you for putting your 30 years and have a solid pension and be a middle-class family, and I don't know if those jobs will exist. It would be wonderful. I mean, that sounds horrible, but on the plus side, are there other jobs that we can create, say, in healthcare, in the services? Not all jobs are waiters and waitresses. There's other jobs being created in the service sector where an individual with perhaps more education, I'm afraid, and certainly have a career that could probably last longer and get us back that into that middle class.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, even though these other jobs, these manufacturing jobs, are being replaced by technology and less manpower, I mean, the jobs that are created in other industries, is that really a replacement for the manufacturing jobs?
Well, it depends on what jobs are being created. It really does. Certainly in the healthcare fields, there are certainly opportunities for certainly careers that can match dollar for dollar what somebody could earn in a manufacturing setting. So the healthcare industry is, you know, given that at least I'm getting a lot older and America's getting grayer, as is a good deal of the rest of the world, there's certainly going to be a lot of healthcare opportunities in the next few decades.